Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This program is entitled GPS Vehicle Tracking Systems. Is it right for your company? Tom, GPS vehicle tracking has been around for a while, but it's my sense that most people really don't understand all the benefits. What do you think?
Well, Bill, I'm actually one of those people. I thought I knew quite a bit about GPS tracking systems and what they had to offer, but guess what? This presentation really opened my eyes to several benefits I was totally unaware of. I didn't know the system could send maintenance reminders, create geofences, and even report harsh driving habits.
I was amazed as well, Tom. You know, I never thought of using the GPS system to create an incentive program to reward outstanding driving habits. I think our listeners are really going to like this program. The presenter of this program is Mike Flournoy. Mike has been in sales his whole life. He worked in the home improvement, mortgage, and advertising industries before joining Fleetmatics 5 years ago to become their national sales manager. And now, with GPS vehicle tracking systems, is it right for your company? Here's Mike Flournoy with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
GPS tracking has often been looked at as Big Brother or simply dots on a map. And today I'm going to go through the different sections of a vehicle tracking system to explain how some of those areas can vastly improve dispatching, customer service, and efficiencies, and help you understand how these different parts of a tracking system can become a huge benefit to your organization. We're going to start first with our live map section. This allows you to pinpoint your team's location in real time and fully understand what's going on in the field. Our customers are able to dispatch more efficiently, whereas they can pull up a specific vehicle, a map, a location, and see who the closest technician is to a specific call. It doesn't seem like it could be a huge advantage, but I can tell you that saving 4 or 5 miles each time you go to dispatch a new call to a technician over a day, over a week, over a month adds up in a huge savings in not only fuel, maintenance on the vehicle, wear and tear, but it also keeps your customers a lot happier as well, because you can tell them a legitimate ETA on when that technician is going to arrive to do that service. And also you can get the quickest guy there and may result in you guys getting more stops done in a day if you can get the closest person there. Most people tell us that they spend a lot of time tracking down technicians and making 7, 8, 10 phone calls just to find out where someone is before they can even dispatch a call. With a tracking system, you can pull up in live location in real time and see where that vehicle is, who's the closest person, who's the best person for the job, and then dispatch that call immediately. Have there been times where a customer has called you and asked where the technician is, how long out is he, where is he, what route is he taking, and you want to be able to give them a quality answer with surety and let them know when that person is going to show up to complete that job? With tracking, you'll be able to improve that customer service and give them a definite answer on the arrival time. Another large benefit of having a tracking software is be able to keep up with vehicle maintenance. Most businesses use an Excel spreadsheet, a whiteboard, or rely on the driver to keep up with mileage, turning that in on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. Then someone has to take that information and compile it to keep up when things need to be done. A tracking system will allow you to set up parameters on when maintenance need to be accomplished, and it watches it in the background and lets you know when something needs to be done. For example, you could say, I need this vehicle to have an oil change every 5,000 miles, but I want to be reminded of that oil change once it breaks 4,600. That way I have a little bit of a buffer to get that vehicle in for a service. without you having to monitor it daily or weekly or have the driver be responsible of it. The system will monitor how many miles are being driven on a daily basis. And once that threshold comes to pass, it will send you an email or a text message letting you know you need to get that vehicle in for a service. Services are not limited to oil changes only. You can also do tire rotations, tune-ups, brake jobs, keep track of one-time services as well, such as I changed the brake pads, I had to put in a new rotor, I had to replace a windshield, things of that nature. I have a customer that has a weekly reminder set up for his driver to check the air pressure in the tires. Every Wednesday during lunchtime, the driver receives an alert. After him using that type of alert for about a year, he noticed that his tires were lasting 3 to 4 months longer than they ever had. In a trucking company with, you know, these large tires, and they're having 18 on each truck times 20 vehicles, them lasting a few months longer results in a free pair of tires every few years. A big concern for people looking into tracking is that they don't want to have to babysit a system. They don't want it to be a job that they have to sign on for or take long classes. They want it to do its job for them and bring things to their attention. So that's why there are real-time alerts in the tracking system to bring these things to your attention without you having to do anything. Examples of alerts are, I want to know if my vehicle is speeding over the posted speed limit. I want to know if the vehicle is sitting, idling, running for no reason. My truck only gets 5 miles a gallon if it's sitting there running for an hour at a dock or at a customer's location and the vehicle is just running for no reason, then I am losing fuel. So customers will set up a notification once it idles longer than 20 minutes. You could receive a text or an email. That way you can get the driver to shut the vehicle off and save on fuel. There are alerts for harsh driving. So if someone is driving erratically, slamming on the brakes, swerving, accelerating too quickly, that could be brought to your attention as well. I have a customer that used the harsh driving to beat a lawsuit. His driver was driving down the road. A vehicle merged into his lane, hit the side of his vehicle. They exchanged information. And then the next day, they got a call in regards to a lawsuit being charged against them because the people had to go to the hospital with injuries. He went under the tracking system and was able to show that the vehicle never broke the speed limit, what lane it was in. There was no erratic driving, no swerving, no hard braking. He submitted that information to his insurance company that did an investigation and deemed that he was not at fault and saved a very large amount of money on a lawsuit. There can be alerts for after-hours use if your vehicle goes home. I want to know as a business owner if my vehicle goes home with an employee that after 6 o'clock at night, that vehicle isn't being used to go to the store or to go to somewhere that I don't want personally my vehicle sitting out in front of. You can have an alert so that if that vehicle leaves that driveway or if it turns on or if it moves, you would receive a text message or an email letting you know that something's going on outside of your parameters. If you're tracking a piece of equipment and it's on a job site and you know it should never leave that job site and you get an alert at 2 a.m. that your vehicle or your piece of equipment left that job site, that vehicle or piece of equipment might be stolen. And the quicker you can get that information to authorities, the better likelihood that you can recover that vehicle. There are also geofencing alerts. A geofence is a location you save into your tracking software where you already know your vehicles go to, whether that be the employee's home, a customer, a gas station, a supply place. These geofence alerts can be used in several different ways. You can be alerted when a vehicle shows up to a location, when it's there for too long, if it left early, if it showed up late. I have a customer that does mobile dry cleaning. We track his vehicles and we also use his service. And when he shows up to our location to deliver dry cleaning, we get an alert letting us know he's here. So some of my customers do the same for their customers. So that way when they show up to do that work on that property and the customer isn't there wondering if they're there, what time they got there, customer receives an alert letting them know that they're actually on site. There was a scenario where one customer of mine wanted to see if the vehicles were going to a scrapyard. He was concerned with materials not coming back to him. So we geofenced each scrapyard in the state. And if a vehicle shows up to that geofence at any given time, he will be immediately alerted that a vehicle is there. Probably the biggest cost saver that there is in several different ways. The daily report or start-stop report allows you to see every start and stop that vehicle made for the entire day. Most people feel like a manual timesheet is the only way to see what that vehicle has done for the day, and have used that for years and years and felt like that's the only way that it could get done and there was an honor system in place. But what happens if I leave my house at 7:33 and I put on my timesheet that I left at 7 a.m.? That's 33 minutes of payroll. I make $20 an hour. You have 10 technicians. Maybe I get home at 3:15. I put down that I got back at 4 and I round up. It's a very common way of things happening in the business world without tracking. But those minutes and those hours across a fleet, across a week, across a month, across a year are typically thousands and thousands of dollars that customers can recoup just by verifying the actual time it left, how long lunch was, and what time you finished your day. These reports can even be scheduled to automatically deliver themselves to whomever is verifying that information. So that person doesn't have to go into the system every day and run the report. They can request that a daily report or a start-stop report can be delivered for each truck at the end of every day or once a week, making it very easy to accomplish the verification of payroll. Most companies also offer fuel card integration for the fleet. There are several different ways that fleets fuel their vehicles. Sometimes there's an account at a local gas station. Sometimes it's you pay cash and I'll reimburse you. Sometimes there's a card linked to a bank account or a credit card. But fuel card integration is a big piece of accountability, efficiency, and savings. With a fuel card integration into your tracking system, you can see where that transaction happened, who made the transaction, how many gallons, how long it's been since they last filled up, and if your vehicle was on site when it happened. So let's say your fuel card was used at 123 Smith Road, but when that purchase happened, your vehicle was at 1964 Elm Road. Well, how did the gas get into my vehicle if my vehicle wasn't there? And that's a huge benefit of a fuel card integration. It'll also show you efficiency, such as my target mile per gallon is 10 miles a gallon on this vehicle, but I'm only obtaining 4 or 5. And why that's the case? Well, because your vehicle's had 2.5 hours of idling since the last fill up and 115 speeding events, your fuel mileage, instead of being 10, is 4, and how much money that's costing the business. Another report that's very, very popular with the trucking industry is a multi-state mileage report. These reports are typically done quarterly, and you have to keep track of on a daily or weekly basis what trucks are driving in what states and how many miles. And the driver has to record this manually when they cross over a state line, what their odometer is, how many miles they've driven, and then turn that into someone that has to compile that information, put it together, and verify it. Not only is it not accurate doing it that way, but also takes a lot of time. And a tracking system will allow you to run a report to see how many miles each truck drove in each state that it drove in during that quarter. So imagine taking all that time that people have to work on it, taking it out of the driver's hands so they can go out and do their job and drive and not worry about it, and simply click a button and run a report every 3 months to see what your mileage would be in the states that you drove in. Another very popular report is a job site report or a geofence report. Think about how great it would be if you could choose a location that maybe you worked on for a week or a month or a couple of months, run a report in a matter of a few seconds, and be able to see just how many times you visited that location, how many hours were spent there, and have it total up for you. A lot of my customers will use that information on a previous job to bid a future job. If I know that I spent 314 man hours and visited a location 312 times. And that location and job is very similar in scope to one that I have coming up. I can probably bid that job a little bit tighter than the next guy and maybe win it over my competition. On the other side, I can also give my customer an accurate description of how many times we were there and how much time we spent there for proof of service. Has there ever been a scenario where a customer said you really weren't here for that long, you didn't come that many times, and argued billing? This gives you the ability to pull that up, download that report, or shoot it to them in an email and get paid a heck of a lot quicker. For my trucking customers, detention time is something that not only slows down their day, but costs them money. If I have it scheduled for you to be there for an hour or an hour and a half, and I'm there for 3 hours, there's going to be some detention time that I'm going to request for you to pay because you held my delivery driver up. If I can't prove that, if I can't show you on black and white that I got there at 11:15 and was there until 2:14, it makes it hard for me to recoup those costs from you. On the other hand, if I have it in a report and I can show you, it makes it a little bit easier for me to recoup those costs. Driver centricity is also very important. If you have a business where the vehicle does not always have the same driver, how do you go back a month ago, a week ago, and see who was operating or driving that vehicle at a specific day or a specific time? In most cases, there is a way for you to track not only the specific vehicle, but the driver of that vehicle. What happens if at 8 a.m., Mike is driving the vehicle from 8 to 11, and then from 1 to 4, a completely different driver is driving that vehicle? I want to be able to go back and see who was operating that vehicle when it was speeding, who was in that vehicle when it was idling for 2 hours in front of my customer, who backed over the mailbox, who was at the customer location last, and be able to see that. And most tracking softwares allow you to have a driver identification key fob or a smartphone app that the driver can log into that vehicle. It helps you because if you're dispatching, you can see what technician is in that vehicle so you can get the right person there. And also for accountability reasons, if you can track that I driving the vehicle always speed, or I driving the vehicle am idling, or I get two more stops than anyone else, you can use that information to coach other drivers. Imagine creating an incentive program and being able to track specific driver performance so that you know who you should incentivize for doing a great job in the field and who you maybe should coach a little bit more. With businesses on the move and on the go and being mobile nowadays, it's very important for you to have a mobile application for your tracking system. You're probably not always in the office in front of a computer. You may be in the field meeting with a customer, doing a bid, checking on job sites. And there's a true value to be able to pull your phone out of your pocket and see where a vehicle is, what technician is with that vehicle, what job site it's on, without having to be in front of a computer. Most of us are on our phones all the time. Imagine being able to see where that vehicle is at any given time, whenever you need to. From live location and dispatching, to maintenance, to alerts, to reports for fuel, or payroll verification, or just having peace of mind of knowing where your assets are at all times. Hopefully this will help you in your quest to find vehicle tracking for your fleet and give you some peace of mind on a daily basis.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.